This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier, look out, he strokes one to deep right center, way back, it is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders, and Cordonier makes the wide turn at third, thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing, ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, a late good afternoon to all of you. It's a beautiful night for baseball here at Rushi in Shelby County. Blue skies overhead, temperature in the 60s, light wind out of the northeast, and we've got the number 6 ranked team in the state, Miller City, taking on the number 8 ranked team in the state, Rushi. Division 7 high school baseball at its very best at Rushi tonight. And we are glad you could join us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Derek Olding, who is engineering. It's a beautiful evening weather-wise, and we expect a very good game. These two clubs are hot. Miller City's won 8 straight, Rushi 8 of 9. Miller City from Putnam County, 16-2 on the year, 4-1 in the Putnam County League. Rushi 10-5 overall, 8-1 in the SCAL. Braylon Cordonier makes his first pitching appearance on the mound this year for the Rushi Raiders since pitching against Berlin Highland in the state semifinals at Canal Park in Akron last March, last June. Rushi in that game was tied up with Berlin Highland 0-0 heading into the sixth inning of play. Cordonier had thrown a no-no for five innings, and with two out, Berlin Highland struck for two runs, went on to win that game by a final score of 2-0, and then took the state title. Rushi has earned state championships, as the Rushi fans know, in 2022 and back in 1971. Miller City has taken state titles in Class A baseball in 1977 and then again in 1984. What a night for high school action here on Scores Broadcast. We've got all the play-by-play for you. Should be an outstanding contest. And we've got a big week of baseball coming up. We'll track down our schedule for you over the next several minutes. We are kicking off our pregame. I'm Jack along with Derek Olding here at Rushi on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Rushi Raiders are coached by Kevin Flippo, year number 11, seven straight district championships for Rushi. And three regional titles in succession for the Rushi Raiders. And over the previous 4 years, Rushi won 104 high school baseball games. Offense for Rushi starting to come around. Leadoff batter Vince Borchers has pushed his average up to about 280. Braylon Cordonier in the number two spot, 448 on the year. Zeb Schulze, number three hitter at 326. Cooper Unverfirth, who pitches and catches, he's up to 359. Micah Greasup at 279. Zeb Borchers at 353. He will start at shortstop tonight as Braylon Cordonier takes the hill for the Rushi Raiders. Miller City has been hot at the plate all season long. These numbers are staggering. Catcher Brendan Barlagi right at 500 by way of batting average. Jack Wenzinger, a sophomore at 430. Leadoff batter Braden Neese at 380. Jonathan Pister, 375. He, by the way, won the game last night over Wayne Trace with a two-run homer in the 10th, as Miller City was victorious by a final score of 6-4. Jude Otto is at 380 on the season. Will Otto, a senior pitcher, probably the number three or four man in the rotation for Miller City, will hurl tonight. He's given up 15 hits, 18 innings of pitching, 23 strikeouts, 1.5 ERA. All of that said about the hitting, good pitching can offset that, and we expect a pretty well-pitched game here tonight.
between the two hurlers, Cordagna for Rushi and Otto for Miller City. Hey, from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rucci offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, the key building components brought to you by Francis Schulze are, yep, need a well-pitched game. The visiting club, Miller City, tonight may be a little thin on pitching, having gone 10 innings last night. Pitching staff for Rushi found Maddox Kubo, outstanding left-handed junior, return to the mound, and he was excellent against Jackson Center in a 10-0 win by the Raiders. He won't be pitching tonight. The Raiders do have a few young hurlers behind Cordagna, but both pitching staffs perhaps a little thin. We'll see how long Cordagna can go. Pitching a key building component tonight for certain. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Francis Schulze, Rushi, Ohio, so well known for providing the very, very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Both teams have taken infield practice. The complex here at Rushi is a dark, lush green. It is natural grass, and it is beautiful. Blue sky overhead, light wind out of the northeast, not a cloud in the sky. Terrific evening for high school baseball. Rushi 10-5, Miller City 16-2 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his Major League debut, the freshest big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big Boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We say hello to our Miller City fans tuning in from up in Putnam County here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Head coach Dusty Pfister, 16th year coaching baseball, 10th year as elementary principal. He's also coached some golf and basketball, 13 years between them, coaching those two sports at Miller City. According to officials of both schools, it's believed this is the first ever meeting on the baseball diamond between Rushi and Miller City. As we noted at the outset of our presentation here today, Miller City ranks 6th in the state in Division 7, Rushi 8th, 16-2 by way of record. For Miller City, Rushi is 10-5. Both schools have colors of blue and gold. Rushi wearing the gold shirts here today to help separate the two clubs. Dusty Pfister, one of the best high school athletes to ever play in Putnam County, back in 1999 and 2000. He was first team all Putnam County League, and he was PCL first team the second year as well in 2000. In fact, in that season, he was the 2000 Player of the Year in the PCL. In 1999, he hit .382, 34 hits, 32 ribbies, and he was 6-1 on the mound with a 2 ERA. He's a Miller City High School grad and Ohio State grad as well. Wife's Lindsay. They have four children, junior Jonathan on this team, along with freshman Jacob, and two daughters, Claire and Carly. Only two losses this year suffered by Miller City to Kaleida 4-3 and Lincoln View 8-3. As we noted, Miller City knocked off Wayne Tray 6-4 in 10 innings last night, beat Columbus Grove on Monday 8-4. Back on the 11th of April, Miller City edged a very good Allen East team 3-2 in 8 innings. Also recorded a victory earlier in the year over Elida 7-4 on the road. Good pitching performance by Maddox Gubo Jr. for Rushi last night against Jackson Center. Raiders starting to hit the ball better, not as well as head coach Kevin Flippo would like, but an improvement for sure over the last few weeks. High school baseball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi hosting Miller City right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contract for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And here are your starting lineups for tonight's big game between Rushi and Miller City. For the visiting Wildcats, leadoff batter is Braden Neese, senior, shortstop, batting .380. Hitting second, Jack Wenzinger, sophomore third baseman, a .430 batting average mark on the year. Brendan Barlagi, the catcher, senior, hits third. He's batting an even .500. Max Long in the cleanup spot, center fielder, sophomore, hit .360. Then it's Jonathan Pister, junior right fielder, batting 375. Followed by Jude Otto, the DH, a senior at 380. Then Andrew Wise, right fielder, senior at 290 on the year. Bo Reyna, left fielder, a junior at 270. And Will Otto on the bump. He is a senior pitcher. Earned run average of about 1.5 per 7 innings on the year. Both teams a little pitching thin right now. Rushi, because of injury most all season, Braylon Cordonier, who figured to be the number one, makes his first start for the Raiders here in the 2025 campaign after having suffered the injury to fingers on the right hand fairly late in the basketball season. And he has responded quite well, been throwing on the side quite a bit, and is giving it a go here tonight on the bump. What a job has been done by Cooper Unverfurth, catcher, pitcher for Rushi. He has sparkled on the mound. And Maddox Gubo, the junior left-hander, got back into the swing of things last night after having suffered a sprained knee several weeks back. That Miller City lineup is laden with some good batting averages. It'll be a tough test for Cordonier on the hill for Rushi this evening. Raiders opening lineup is as follows. Vince Borchers, senior center fielder, 279. Batting second, Braylon Cordonier. Pitching, senior, 448 on the campaign. Zeb Schultze, senior third baseman at 326. Cooper Unverfurth catches, a junior at 359. Micah Grisip hits after Unverfurth, senior left fielder, 279 on the year for Grisip. Zeb Borchers, shortstop, senior at 353. Benjamin York, right fielder, a senior, bats in the 7 spot. Grant Bergman, freshman DH, 8th. Quinn Hoying, freshman, is at second base. Each team employing DHs. Miller City's DH, Jude Otto, hits for Henry Rump, who's the second baseman. And the DH for the Rushi Raiders is Grant Bergman, as I noted. He hits for Parker Lloyd, the first baseman for the Rushi Raiders. Roster is being introduced at the moment by Craig Fissinger on the public address, and we'll return with our first pitch in the start of this game coming up next from a beautiful Rushi High School baseball complex on a terrific weather night here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new,
3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer, Derek Holding, as we return to Rushi High School. Raiders and Miller City set to start. Braylon Cordonier on the mound, the 6'4 senior right-hander, flipping his warm-up tosses plateward, and we'll have the initial hitter of this game. Braden Neese for Miller City step in the box shortly. This game was not scheduled to be played in advance of this season when the schools were putting the finishing touches on their baseball slates. The contest has come about in the last few to several weeks. Both schools had openings on this particular Friday. Schedules, of course, get shuffled around over the course of the spring season because of weather. And it was a fine opportunity for Miller City to come to Rushi and play. And Miller City last Saturday was set to play Marion Local on the road in Maria Stein in Mercer County. That game was rained out. Here tonight, Miller City's made the long journey down to Rushi, and we are underway. A strike and a ball, a called strike delivered by Cordonier after the first pitch was thrown low to Braden Neese, 380 senior shortstop, hitting for Miller City, and he taps one in front of the plate. Unverfurth smothers it for Rushi and fires to first for the out to start the game. Little number off the bat of Neese. It stayed in the dirt in front of home. Good play by Cooper Unverfurth of the Raiders. He gobbled it up and threw a strike to Parker Lloyd at first, and there is one down as the play goes from 2-3. Here's Jack Wenzinger, sophomore, third baseman, 430 mark on the year. He looks at a strike from Cordonier, who's ahead 0-1. Second delivery grounded to the second baseman for the Raiders, who charges 2-3 steps as it flips on to first. Out, Quinn Hoying, the freshman, made a nice maneuver as he charged and flipped on to Lloyd. So a couple of breaking pitches by Cordonier have turned into ground outs for Miller City here to start the game. Here is Brendan Barlagi, red hot 500 senior catcher, swing from the right side. And he clubs away at the introductory pitch from Cordonier and skies it to short center. Vince Borchers romps in, reaches up, spears it for the out, routine play. And Miller City's out 1-2-3 in the top of the first. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, VA claim assistance, our on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural .org, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Rushi Raiders come calling with Vince Borchers, Braylon Cordonier, and Zeb Schultze at the top of the order. On the mound is Will Otto, senior hurler for Miller City. He is right at 1.5 by way of earned run average on the year. And his first offering to Borchers just missed the outside corner for a ball. 1-0. Borchers bunts up the third baseline, foul. Infield grass very thick here at Rushi. Borchers was going to be on at first had that ball been fair, but it took a hop and rolled a couple feet foul about 60 feet up the line. Third baseman Jack Wenzinger for Miller City. Shortstop Braden Neese. Second baseman Henry Rump. And the first baseman in the order for Miller City, as I look down at my roster and make sure I identify the first sacker for the Wildcats. The count goes to 3-1 on Borchers after the ball bunted foul up the third baseline. Here's Otto's delivery right on the outside corner, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2. 3-2 count on Borchers, here to start the game for Rushi. There is a breaking pitch, yes, above the waist on the outside half. Good called strike. Fine pitch by Otto, and Borchers K's. Here comes Braylon Cordonier from the left side. 6 feet, 4 inches tall, wears 24 on his bat, or on his back, I should say. He is just under 450 by way of batting average, and he takes the first pitch for a ball. Second pitch is in there for a strike called below the shoulders on the outside half of the plate. A ball and a strike on Cordonier, outfield deep and around to the right. third baseman well off the bag on that side of the diamond. Ball two to Cordonier. In a broadcast of Rushi Minster here earlier in the season, Cordonier powered one over the right center field fence, hit it about 370. And this one is driven high and deep to left, way back. It's curling away from the left fielder, who looks up, misplays it. The ball lands in front of the fence about 7 or 8 feet in front of the left field barrier. Cordonier struck it well, and he winds up at second base. Left fielder did not get a glove on the ball. It was Bo Reyna, and it's a two-bagger for Cordonier as the left fielder perhaps had that ball get affected a little bit by the breeze. Ball hit by Cordonier was extremely high, and it had some bend to it, and it goes down as a long double. Here is Zeb Schulze stepping in, third baseman for Rushi, 326 on the year. He bunts right back to Otto. Otto in off the dirt on the grass in front of the mound, shoots the throw to his first baseman for the out. Well done on the play, as the ball was fired by the pitcher Otto to Pister at first. Two down now for Rushi here in the bottom of the first inning, no score. But the Raiders have Cordonier at third, 90 feet away. And here is Cooper Unverfurth hitting. Swings and fouls to the screen. So a sack bunt by Schulze in the three hole, moving Cordonier to third. Puts the pressure on the Miller City defense. Here's the pitch, missing wide for a ball, a strike, one and one. I mistakenly in the starting lineup noted Pister in right. He is at first. Swing, Unverfurth skies it, right center. Right center fielder converging, and they lose it in the wind, and it drops for a hit, and a run scores. Two fly ball hits by Rushi here in the bottom of the first inning. Quite frankly, both should have been picked off. Each one should have been an out. They were catchable. The ball hit to left by Cordonier, a more difficult chance than the one off the bat of Unverfurth. But it's 1-0 Rushi, a couple of fly ball hits here in the bottom of the first inning. And stepping in now, Mike Agresip, the left fielder for the Raiders, looks at one up and in for a ball. Feet to spread wide apart at the plate for Grishup, who cuts it a high, hard one and whiffs it. The ball is strike, 1-1. Two away, Rushi scored here in the bottom of the first. Grishup takes it upstairs, ball two, 2-1. Otto working quickly. The senior pitcher for the Wildcats. Short lead by Unverfurth at first. Grishup fouls right over our head. We're in the press box above the visitor dugout alongside first. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 for Rushi's hitter. Grishup, two down, bottom of the first. And Rushi's benefited from errant defensive play by Miller City here in the bottom of the inning. Pitch in the dirt outside. Runner stays put at first. Good cover-up by the catcher Barlogi behind the plate for Miller City. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. And Unverfurth will be off and running. There he goes. Ball chopped up the third baseline. Third baseman for Miller City charges, has it, throws very wide at first. It's down the line in the bullpen area. Runner scoring for Rushi. Unverfurth circled second, dashed home, and winding up at third is the batter runner Grishup. So the lead for Rushi now 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Poor throw from third by Wenzinger. I think a good throw probably nips Grishup at first. So that's an E5 on the third baseman for the Miller City Wildcats, and Rushi has a couple of runs, two fly ball hits that should have been caught, one error in the inning on the visitors. The Raiders lead it 2-0. Here's Zeb Borchers, senior shortstop, who slugs from the right side, 353 on the year. That left foot for Borchers way out at the front end of the batter's box. And there's a ball whipped in there upstairs. Two pitches in a row, a little high to Borchers, who's ahead in the count 2-0. Left side of the diamond is Sunfield here for probably another 30, 40 minutes. There's a foul tip out of the mitt of the catcher. And it's a two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Borchers. Infield pretty much straight away and right, or I should say the outfield pretty much straight away and right and center for Miller City. Left fielder extremely deep for the Wildcats. That's Reyna. Here is the two ball, one strike pitch. And it is cut at and missed for strike two. Half-hearted swing by Borchers, who was fooled by that offering from Otto of Miller City. Reyna in left, Max Long in center, Andrew Wise in right. Ooh, and plunked in the back is the hitter for Rushi. And let's see what has been ruled. The plate umpire steps out onto the field of play, and apparently he has indicated that it was not a hit batsman, it was a foul ball. So the count remains at two balls, two strikes. Kevin Flippo, the head coach for Rushi, comes down from the third base box and says, Mr. Plate Umpire, will you check with your base umpire? Not so sure the base umpire can offer anything differently. At first, it looked like the hitter, Zeb Borchers, who was trying to twist away from an inside pitch, was plunked in the back. But perhaps the pitch ball did catch the hand on the bat before glancing to the backside of the hitter. Long discussion by the two umpires, and the hitter will remain at home. Count is at 2-2. It is a foul ball. 2-0 Rushi, bottom of the first. Miller City went out very quickly in less than 10 pitches thrown by Cordonia in the top half of the inning. Nice, Wenzinger, Barlagi went down 1-2-3. There's a ball sprayed foul, out of play to the right off the bat of Borchers, who hangs in. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Borchers' left foot now is all the way to the front stripe in the right-hand batter's box. He swings and laces a line drive to the shortstop for Miller City, who hauls it in. Ball cracked right to Braden Nice. Rushi is out in the bottom of the first frame, but the Raiders score two on a couple of hits and lead 2-0 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sidney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
First hitter for Miller City in the top of the second inning is Max Long, sophomore center fielder, 360 for a batting average on the year for the Wildcats, who are 16-2 entering play tonight. Cordonier's first pitch low and away for a ball. Long swings from the left side, and the Rushi outfield is playing him a little snug in right and center. They are in shortstop Zeb Borchers shading a little bit toward the second base bag. And Schulte is up at third on the edge of the grass. There's a cut belong, a miss, and he's behind in the count now, 1-2. A taken ball, a called strike, then a swing and a miss. Cordonier zips one in there, and the ball is sprayed on the ground right over the third base bag, and the batter runner hustles around first. He's challenging the throw, which is high. He's in there safely. Long is at second. It goes down as a double, a late swing, hard ground ball between Schulte and the line. In fact, the ball might have clipped the edge of the bag. Good hustle and left by the Raiders left fielder Grisip. He shot a throw to second. Had it been accurate, it would have been very interesting. It would have been close for sure, but it was high, and Long was in easily. He's at second, and the first pitch is a called strike on Jonathan Pfister, first baseman, junior. Pfister at 375 on the year. Check swing foul off to the left. And it's a nothing and two on him. He clouded a two-run shot, a homer in the 10th, as Miller City defeated Wayne Trace by a score of 6-4 in extras last night. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two on the batter, Pfister. Good lead belong. Delivery to Pfister by Cordonier. There's a rifled line drive into right on one hop to the right fielder. It is a single. Here's the throw toward the plate. Cut off in the middle of the diamond by the Raiders. And Miller City's on the board as Pfister belts a shot to right over the second baseman's head of Rushi. Run scoring, two hits for Miller City, which comes back with a run of its own in the top of the second to make it a 2-1 game. Rushi in the lead. A double by Long, a single by Pfister, the head coach's son. Very good left-hand batter is Pfister. He stroked that one nicely to right. Here's Cordonier pitching to Jude Otto, the DH. And the ball hops away from under first behind home. Catcher can't find it. And the runner at first dashes down to second. Runner at second after the wild pitch. No one out. Otto hitting. Left foot way out in front of the plate in the right-hand batter's box. Here is Borchers at shortstop, sneaking in behind the runner for Miller City. Is Cordonier zips one in there low, ankle high over the plate, but downstairs, and it's 2-0 on Otto. Big lanky right-hand batter, outfield deep around to the left for Rushi. Micah Grisip is probably at 285 or so from home plate. Late swing, a ball-fisted foul down to the first base coaching box. Off the bat of the hitter, Jude Otto. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Max Long has scored in the inning for Miller City. He doubled over the third base bag. Jonathan Pfister followed with a hard line drive single to right. And the count now goes to 3-1 on Otto of Miller City. Shadows along the first baseline on the diamond and down the right field side of the complex, starting to creep in. Cordonier fires low, and it's ball four. He missed. Based on balls for Otto, two on now for Miller City. Go-ahead run at first. Rushi leads 2-0, and we've got a conference on the mound. 2-1 lead Raiders. And the threat continues for the visiting Wildcats. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products and offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support in Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com, productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores broadcast in the many schools and athletic programs in the region that it follows with online coverage, production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At production support, your job is in the bag. Runners at first and second for Miller City. No one down. Top of the second inning. Wildcats have scored a run and have cut the Rushi advantage in half. Cordonier now goes to work on Andrew Wise, senior right fielder, who swipes at it. Bunt attempt misses, and it's a strike. No balls, a strike on Wise. Runners at first and second for Miller City. Defensive players on the corners for the Raiders, sneaking in, expecting a bunt. Cordonier stretching, looks back at second. Here he comes home. That ball bounces, breaking pitch, hit in front of the plate. Cooper Underforth stopped it. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Wise for Miller City. Outfield shades him a little to the right, in and right and center. Zeb Borchers cheats in behind the runner at second base. There's a high foul to the right, heading toward us along the first baseline and beyond our heads over the press box here. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Wise for Miller City. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is on Tuesday. We're right back here, Marion Local, Rushi in action. Blue and gold against blue and gold once again. Miller City Royal Blue and Gold here tonight facing the gold and blue Raiders. Batter steps out of the box for Miller City. He's down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Two on, none out for Miller City, top of the second. Wildcats have scored a run. Big 5-6 hole on the left side. Waving is Weiss at a low outside breaking pitch, and he comes up empty. Big strikeout for Cordonier. Bo Reyna hits, 270 on the year, junior left fielder. One away for Miller City. Let's see if the Wildcats still have a bunt in order. Cordonier is into a stretch position. Infielders first and third up for Rushi. Cordonier heaves a strike on the outside corner at the belt. Had some velocity on that one, did Braylon. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Reyna. He's in the rear of the box, slightly open stance. Cordonier peeks back at second. Hesitates, fires. Strike two called. Fastball blazed over the outside half. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes on Reyna. One down for Miller City, top of the second inning. Jonathan Pister is on at second. Jude Otto at first. Max Long has scored in the inning. Cordonier wild high on that pitch. Good play by Unverfirth, the catcher who reached up to spear it. 1-2 the count on Reyna. A ball and two strikes. Now Parker Lloyd, first baseman for Rushi, retreats. He's behind the bag and behind the runner at first. Here's a check swing. Hitter looks at it. Yes, it's strike three. Outside corner above the belt. So Wise and Reyna are fanned by Cordonier with runners at first and second. Here's the pitcher, Will Otto, stepping in. Senior hurler for Miller City. He bats from the right side. Slightly closed stance as Cordonier looks back at second. There's a fastball a bit above the letters. 1-0 count. Big gap along the left field line. Rushi not expecting Otto to pull. Again, left side of the diamond to Sunfield. As shortstop, third baseman, left fielder look to the west. That pitch missed a little bit low, a ball, a strike. 1-1 on Otto. Runners take their leads for Miller City at first and second. Two down, no way the batter is bunting here. Third baseman Schulze, though, for Rushi, is up in front of the bag. Swing and a miss for strike two. Now Schulze retreats at the hot corner, third base. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Otto. 2-1 lead for Rushi. Cordon, you're trying to squelch this rally. He fires and he misses just off the plate at the letters, a fastball. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Otto. Two down for Miller City in the top of the second. As the Wildcats scored, had runners at first and second, a run in, none out. Two strikeouts by Cordonier. Here's a breaking ball down below the knees. Cut on and missed by the hitter. Will Otto strikes out, swinging. Good comeback by Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders as he K's three in a row. Miller City out in the second, but the Wildcats get a run on two hits. We go to the bottom of the second. Rushi 2, Miller City 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years now. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply here in Minster for nearly 50 years. Leadoff hitter for the Rushi Raiders here in the bottom of the second inning, Benjamin York, hits a worm burner ground ball to the second baseman, who muffs it for Miller City, and the ball trickles out into right field. York is off and running on the first pitch of the next hitter, and it's fouled into the Rushi dugout. Error on the Miller City second baseman, enabling York to get aboard. That's the second error of commission. There have been a couple of omission by Miller City so far in this game. Bottom of the second frame, York running again. The pitch is low. Throw down to second on a bounce to the shortstop. He doesn't get a glove on it. It rolls into center. York is safe at second base, stolen base. Here is Grant Bergman, who's at the plate. A ball, a strike on him. Bergman, the freshman DH. 2-1 Rushi, bottom of the second inning. Bergman's going to bunt the man to third. Nice job. Bunts it back to the mound. And here's Otto coming in off the dirt. Has it. Flips on to the second baseman covering. Out at first base. As Benjamin York comes forward 90 feet to third. On the sack bunt by Grant Bergman. And here is Quinn Hoying, second baseman, freshman for Rushi. Hits from the left side. He's going to bunt, and it's a squeeze. It's well done, finally executed. Ball back toward the mound. Otto comes in, only plays to first. out there, run home for Rushi. 3-1 Raiders as Quinn Hoang executes the squeeze bunt. And Rushi leads at 3-1. Vince Borcher's up with none on. Well, you get the free 90 by virtue of the error, enabling Benjamin York to reach. Then a stolen base. The sack bunt to third, then a squeeze, and he's in. Borchers with a drive, hit well to right center field. That ball's tagged. Wynn's carrying it. Center fielder for Miller City, Long, tracks it down in the alley. Beautifully done to Long. Excellent running play as he saved extra bases. Borchers with his speed would have dashed all the way around to third, but a hit is denied. Superb effort by the center fielder, Long, for Miller City. We played two. Rushi scores a run here in the bottom of the second inning. It's Rushi 3, Miller City 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, we are now your community go-to store. Excuse me, we're brand new. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. And we have got products on the shelves that you asked us to have in the store. We've responded, delivered. We found out from you, the customer at Schaefer Market, exactly what you want to see inside Schaefer Market. And we have come through for you with Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs, Winter's Meats, and more. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Top of the order for Miller City here in the top of the third. Braden Neese hits as he fouls off the third pitch from Braylon Cordonier, and it's a 1-2 count on Neese, who is out to start the game on a roller in front of the plate. Number Firth for Rushi smothered it, threw down to Parker Lloyd, the first baseman, for the out. Cordonier's pitch here is high, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cordonier works fast. Downstairs, ball 3. Full count on Neese. 3-1, Rushi leads, top of the third. 3 runs, 2 hits for the Raiders. A run, 2 hits, 2 errors for Miller City. That outside corner pitch is spoiled foul by Neese. It struck down the right field line, out of play. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. You'll love our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Foul ball off the leg of the hitter right there in the batter's box. Count remains 3-2 on Neese. So stop by today at Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Swing and a soft line drive to right field off the bat of Neese. And it drops in front of the Rushi right fielder. Charging hard on the play was Benjamin York. No chance to catch it. Leadoff batter for Miller City is on to start the third. 3-1 Rushi. First man up for Miller City. Gets aboard. Inning number 3. Here's Jack Wensinger, sophomore, third baseman, in there, left side of the box, grounded out to second in the first. He takes a strike on the inside corner, nothing in one. Short lead beneath at first. Lloyd holds him on. Here's the bunt up the third baseline, charging Zeb Schulte for Rushi. He guns a throw to first. Ooh, a good play by Parker Lloyd as he trapped the ball, secured it in the glove. It didn't come free. Throw by Schulte a bit low. Dynamite play by Lloyd, who backhanded it. Got the out at first. Runner moves up to second for Miller City on the sack bunt by Wenzinger. And here's Brendan Barlagi from the right side with a runner down at second for the Wildcats. Barlagi takes low for a ball. A ball and no strikes. Both teams utilizing some small balls so far in this game. A couple of sack bunts and a squeeze bunt for Rushi already in this contest. And a sack bunt just executed a couple of pitches ago by Miller City. There's a ball cut on and missed by Barlagi. He had a healthy swing. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Outfield very deep into the left. Schulte at third in front of the bag. Zeb Borchers at short. Shade second a little bit. Strike two called above the belt on the outside black. Barlagi looked it over. Spot on with that pitch was Cordonier. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Barlagi of Miller City. Good lead, Benice out at second. Borchers, the shortstop, now shades the 5-6 hole. Low and away, ball two, strike two. 2-2 the count. One down for Miller City, top of the third. 3-1 lead for Rushi. On deck is Max Long, who doubled to start the second inning for Miller City. Coming plateward is Cordonier. Yep, he got him looking. He had some zip on that fastball, hummed one over the outside corner, and I think the hitter knew it, looked it over, took it. Barlagi is out on strikes. That's the fourth K for Cordonier. Runner still at second for Miller City. Two down now here in the top of the third inning. Long steps in from the left side. As I mentioned, he got the double in the second inning as Cordonier flips a two-seamer in there, knee-high outside corner, and it's a strike. Runner at second is Nice for Miller City, which trails Rushi 3-1. Zeb Borchers in behind the runner. Cordonier's breaking pitch is low, 1-1 the count. The ball a strike. There is a light breeze blowing toward the right field corner across the diamond. Shadows now entering the field from right to left along the first baseline, in front of the bag, and down the line in the corner. There is a swing at a low pitch. Cut on the long. He comes up empty. Can't connect. Strike two, 1-2. Another fine two-seam fastball by Cordonier. A ball and two strikes. Two down for Miller City. Cordonier zips an off-speed pitch in there, and it's sprayed foul over the concession stand to the left, out of play. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Long. With two down for Miller City here in the top of the third. Brief conference on the mound. Cordonier, the pitcher for Rushi, and his catcher, Unverfirth. Hey, once again, don't forget Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. Stop by today, see all those new items you've wanted. We've responded, Schaefer Market. You'll love what we've got on our shelves. And the old favorite still exists, too. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Bouncing ball wide of first. Parker Lloyd dances to the right, gets it, flips it on to Cordonier, covering it first, and it's ruled an out. Cordonier squeezed it, and then as he stuck his hand in the mitt to roll it back toward the mound, the ball flew out. Umpire gave a second out signal. It's a ground out to second, and stranded at second base is the leadoff batter, Braden Nice, for Miller City. Wildcats didn't score in the third. Rushi leads 3-1 heading to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Braylon Cordonier leads off for Rushi, bottom of inning number three. He swings and he hits one high and deep to right field. Oh, it doesn't need the wind because that one's a good 50, 60 feet beyond the right field fence. Braylon Cordonier just crushed a long home run to the right of the scoreboard, about 30, 40 feet fair. Right fielder for Miller City, Andrew Wise, just turned, looked, and he saw that ball sail on out of here with the crack of the bat. It was a no-doubter. A bomb struck by Braylon Cordonier to start the third inning for Rushi, which now leads 4-1. Four runs, three hits for the Raiders. A run, three hits, a couple errors for Miller City. As Otto goes to work on Zeb Schultze, second batter for Rushi here in the bottom of the frame. And it's low for a ball. Braylon Cordonier hit one out of here, and there was no doubt about that. It was gone when he struck the barrel of the bat on the ball. And it was majestic. It was extremely high and plenty deep. Down the right field line here at Rushi, it's about 315 or so. That ball sailed a good 60, 70 feet beyond the right field barrier. Here's a strike called. A 2-1 pitch from Otto to Schultze is on the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. As Rushi extends its lead to three runs. Otto throws low and away. Count goes full. 3-2 on Schultze. Schultze, a sack bunt back in the first. Moving Braylon Cordonier, who doubled along to third. Cordonier, by the way, a double and a homer so far in this game for the Raiders, and he's pitched three innings. His first start on the bump since the state semifinal last June against Berlin Island. Base on balls to Schultze as he looks at one wide, so he's aboard. No one out, a runner on, a run in for Rushi, bottom of the third inning. Conference on the mound. Head coach Dusty Pister is out there calling in his troops, and we'll step away. 4-1 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Here is Zeb Schultze running on the first pitch of the plate, which is low, and Schultze is in easily down at second with a stolen base as Cooper Unruh hit for the Raiders, and he spanks the line drive over the head of the shortstop for Miller City. The runner on second, Schultze, makes the wide turn at third. Head coach Kevin Flippo signals the stop sign. Runners on the corners for the Raiders. A shot to left center by Unruh. First and third with no one out. Here's Micah Griesup. Unruh now 2 for 2, a couple base hits for the Rushi catcher. 4-1 lead Raiders. Griesup steps into the box for Rushi. Let's see what kind of game is on for the Raiders. Runners on the corners, no one out. What strategy will Miller City employ? Here's a line drive right side of the diamond. Second baseman leaps, can't get it. It's into right field, a hit. Run scores from third. Raiders bats, which have warmed up with the weather here in the last couple of weeks or so, are on fire at the moment. Single to right field by Griesup. And the lead is 5-1 in favor of Rushi. Runners at first and second as Zeb Schultze trotted home on the single to right. Here is Zeb Borchers in the box now for Rushi. Left foot way out in front of the plate in that right-hand batter's box. As Otto on the bump for Miller City chases the runner back. 5-1 Rushi, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. A run, 3 hits, couple errors for Miller City. Bottom of inning number 3. And the initial pitch to Borchers is a ball. Downstairs, 1 ball, no strikes, 1-0. Borchers zip for 1 in his first plate appearance. There's Borchers bunting, well done, up the first base line. And the first baseman charges, turns, loops it to the second baseman covering the bag. And it goes from Pister on the play to Rump for the out. But everybody moves up. Second and third now for Rushi. Rushi Raiders have pulled off 1, 2, 3 sack bunts and a squeeze in this game so far. To lead at 5-1, runners at second and third. Here in the bottom of the third, here's Benjamin York from the left side. Otto fires, low and away for a ball. 4-run lead Rushi. Raiders can really put some distance between them and the Wildcats with a base knock here. Otto peers in, gets the sign. York looks at it, down 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 on York of Rushi. He was safe on an error by the second baseman. Rump back in the second inning. That's way outside. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. 3-0 on York for Rushi. Bottom of the third, 5-1 advantage Raiders, who are striving for more here in the third inning. Otto, 4 straight deliveries out of the zone. They're loaded for Rushi with 1 down. Here's Grant Bergman, freshman DH, hits from the right side. Infield coming in now for Miller City. Second baseman, shortstop, edge of the grass. Defenders on the corners, also in several steps. Pitch to Bergman. Is eye level for a ball. 1-0 on Bergman. 5-1 lead Rushi. Still hitting. Bottom of the third inning. 1 out. Bases jammed. Bergman looks. A strike above the knees on the outside edge. The ball a strike. 1-1. Otto tries to pitch out of a jam here for Miller City. He stretches, delivers, bouncing ball to the plate. Good effort by the Miller City catcher. Nicely done by Barlocki as he kept that ball around home. No one moved up. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on Bergman. Infield in. Pitch is in under the chin of the batter, 3-1. 3 balls, a strike on Bergman. Miller City played 10 innings last night. pitching a bit thin for the Wildcats. Bergman looks at the pitch, and the plate umpire says it's out, meaning outside, ball four. And as a thought, Coach Pister to the mound for Miller City, which now trails 6-1. One down, base is still loaded for Rushi. Bottom of the third, 6-1 lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Up a few minutes ago, we shared with you all about the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Hey, don't forget, Schaefer Market has got that gallon of gas give-back program at the Schaefer Market pumps. One penny from every gallon of gas sold at the market in a month is donated to a special local organization there in the Fort Loramie area. And with regard to Schaefer Propane and Schaefer Oil, you can do online ordering for Schaefer Propane, online bill payment for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Go to the website, SchaeferOil.com, S-C-H-A-F-E-R Oil, SchaeferOil.com. A ball, a strike on the hitter for Rushi as Otto remains on the mound. Bases full, and the count is two balls and a strike as we return to action. It is 2-1 on Quinn Hoying, second baseman for the Raiders, who got the start tonight. Pitch up and away, 3-1. Otto has lost the strike zone here in the bottom of the third. Raiders have scored three. Last two hitters have walked. Nowhere to put Hoying. 3-1 delivery, foul to the screen. It's full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. We've got Grant Bergman at first. Benjamin York is at second. Micah Grisup is at third. Stretching is the pitcher, Otto. Here's the payoff, 3-2 delivery. Is struck into left field. Left fielder fighting the sun. Sticks up the mitt to shade the eyes and catches for the out. Runner tags at third and scores for Rushi. Nice play in left field by Miller City's Bo Reyna, who misplayed one early in the game when Braylon Cordonier hit one high to deep left. Sack fly for Rushi off the bat of Quinn Hoying, and the lead is now 7-1 Raiders. A sack fly, a squeeze bunt, executed beautifully. 1-2-3 sacrifice bunts, conventional sack bunts. Small ball being exhibited here today by the Raiders, who lead it 7-1. And the first pitch is a strike to Borchers as we go right back to the top of the order. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Vince. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Two out now here in the third inning. Otto looks back at second. Peeks at his runner again. Fires to Borchers. It looks good. It is. It's a strike, 1-1. Six-run lead, Raiders, bottom of the third. 7-1 advantage. Seven runs, five hits for Rushi. A run, three hits, a couple errors of commission by Miller City. A couple of omission as well, fouled out of play by Borchers, and it's a ball, two strikes, 1-2. Borchers has struck out and was out on a deep drive to center. Here's a 1-2 chopper on the ground to the second baseman for Miller City. It's played by Rump, who laterals to his shortstop, Nice. Force out there in the middle of the diamond. And the inning is over for Rushi in the bottom of the third, but the Raiders score four times. 7-1 Rushi. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. Cutaway Styling Salon. Thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years now. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. We start the top of the fourth here for Miller City. And stepping in is Jonathan Pister, who wrapped a single in his first trip to the plate. He's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. As Cordonier serves up a breaking ball down, 1-2 on Pister. He owns one of the three hits for the Wildcats so far in this game. Cordonier goes down and in with a breaking pitch, and Pister cuts over the top. He's out on strikes. And that is strikeout number five for Cordonier for the Raiders. Here is Jude Otto stepping in. Otto walked in that one-run second inning for Miller City, which now trails 7-1. Braylon Cordonier is throwing quite well for the Raiders. There's a big breaking curve. The hitter, Jude Otto, stepped away. The ball broke over the plate, but low. A ball, no strikes. And there is some good speed on that fastball. Outside edge, thigh high, strike called. 1-1 on Jude Otto. Cordonier again, same place, strike two. A ball, two strikes, 1-2. 1-2 on Otto. Top of the fourth, Cordonier whips into action. Breaking pitch down, and it's cut on, and it's whiffed by Otto. He swiped at a breaking pitch, couldn't connect. As Cordonier has mounted the strikeouts now, he fanned the side in the second. He's K'd the first two here in the fourth. And now Andrew Wise steps in. He began a string of three strikeouts in the second inning. And he cuts on a low one here and misses strike one. I'm sure the Rushi coaching staff, led by Kevin Flippo, the head man, is pleased with how well Cordonia is throwing. He's probably got a pitch count limit, probably in the 70 range. There's a strike at the letters, nothing in two. And he follows that up with a breaking ball low and away, a ball and two strikes, one and two on Wise. Senior right fielder bounces to third, foul between the bag and the third base coaching box. 7-1 lead, Rushi, top of the fourth. A ball and two strikes on Wise. Oh, we've had a substitution. My mistake. There's a ground ball to third, foul again right to the coaching box. Berhoff has subbed in here for Miller City. Tanner Verhoff now hits. Thanks to Mr. Hearn for alerting us to that change. A ball, two strikes, one and two. Cordonia low below the knees, and the count goes to two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two and two on Verhoff. Two down for Miller City here in the top of the fourth inning. Cordonia hums one in there right down the middle. Oh, it split the plate in half. That might have been the fastest pitch Cordonier's thrown all evening. He had some velocity behind that one. Strike three looking, inning over for Miller City in the top of the fourth. 7-1 lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
New pitcher on the mound for Miller City is Miles Kuhlman. Kuhlman is a senior left-hander, and he's taking his warm-up throws now. He throws the ball pretty hard. He's got a good overhand breaking pitch. He's on the bump for Miller City. Otto's day is done. The Raiders benefited from some sloppy defense by the Wildcats through the Raiders' first three at-bats in this game. Two errors of commission, a couple of omission as well by Miller City. Rushi has stung the ball with five base hits, seven runs, a sac fly, three conventional sacrifice bunts, and a squeeze bunt that was executed very well by Rushi. As the home team plays small ball and leads 7-1, and the Raiders will send up Braylon Cordonier, Zeb Schulte, Cooper Unverfirth here in the bottom of the fourth. It was Cordonier who clubbed the long home run to right field to start the four-run third for Rushi. He hits against Kuhlman, lefty versus lefty. Here's the windup in the pitch, and it is zipped in there for a strike. No balls, a strike, nothing and one on the hitter. Here's the windup, pitch to the plate, and it's inside.
He got a heads up for
A ball and strike, 1-1. 1-1 on the batter, Cordonier. Wind up, pitch to the plate, bounces wide of home, and it's 2 balls and a strike, 2-1. 2-1 on the bump. I stand corrected. That's a 15 on the mound. Max Long and not 16, Miles Kuhlman. Strike on the outside corner at the belt. Good delivery right on the block, and it's 2-2 on Cordonier. Here's the windup, the pitch by Long. Breaking ball, stays in, doesn't catch the corner. It's off the plate, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 in Cordonier. 2-for-2, pushing that .450 batting average up even higher. Full count delivery is stroked hard into right center field. It is played by the center fielder on one bounce. No, he missed it. It rolls past him. Cordonier stays put right at first. On the single to right, he's now singled, doubled, and tripled. Zeb Schultze has a sack, bunt, and a walk so far in this game for Rushi. He hits officially zip for zip. Does not have an official at-bat as a result of the sacrifice bunt and the base on balls. Cordonier at first. Rushi leading 7-1, bottom of the fourth. Long in his stretch. Fires inside off the plate. Ball no strikes, 1-0. Still a sun field on the left side of the diamond here at Rushi. Shadows creeping in further along the first baseline. Schultze golfs at one, fouls it in and out of the mitt of the catcher, and it's a ball to strike, 1-1. Don't forget, our next presentation here on scoresbroadcast.com will be Tuesday right back here at Rushi. Marion Local plays the Raiders next Thursday. Fort Loramie is here. Off the plate, inside, and it's 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Cordonier at first. Wouldn't think he would be going anywhere. He's got a lead of 3 or 4 feet, now 5 or 6. As the pitch belong is upstairs, 3-1, 3 balls, a strike, 3-1 on Schultze. 7 runs, 6 hits for Rushi. Cordonier's collected half of those base knocks. That's ball 4 upstairs. That is another walk delivered by Miller City pitching here this evening. 1, 2, 3, 4 bases on balls. 3 came back in the third when Otto was on the bump. That's when the Raiders scored 4. And now Rushi, up 7-1, has runners at first and second with no one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cooper Unverfirth has 2 singles to his credit so far. He hits, and he takes a strike on the inside corner, just below the waist. Good pitch by Long. 7 runs, 6 hits for Rushi, a run, 3 hits, a couple errors for Miller City. Outfield deep in left. Left fielder Reyna, a good 290 from home plate. There's a foul into the on-deck circle. No balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Reyna. Or I should say, nothing and 2 on Unverfirth for the Rushi Raiders. As Reyna backs up another step or 2 and left. Shortstop for Miller City is cheating toward the second base bag, trying to keep Cordonier close. And the runner on second takes off. The ball is paced to the deep right center field by Unverfirth. Right fielder off and running, and it drops in for a hit. Cordonier scores easily. The runner at first scoots around to third. Unverfirth 3-for-3 in this game. Another run in, 8-1 Rushi. How about this? 6 hits in this contest for Unverfirth and Cordonier. Cordonier a single, double, a homer. Unverfurth, three singles. Another ribby for Unverfurth. A run home, none out. Bottom of the fourth, 8-1 Rushi. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, having played last night 10 innings and as a result becoming pitching thin, Miller City throws its second hurler in this game. That makes his first appearance on the bump this season. It was Max Long. Now it's Landon Inkrot. Inkrot, a sophomore. He's on the hill. Rushi having scored here in the fourth. And it's a bunt with a runner at third. It's either a squeeze or safety squeeze. Here's the play made. Throw to first. It's close. It's ruled safe at first base. Rushi squeezes in another run, and the batter runner, Mike Agresip, who laid it down, is safe at first. Rushi Raiders with multiple sacrifice bunts and squeeze bunts in this game, plus a sacrifice fly, another run in, 9-1 Rushi, bottom of the fourth, and here's Zeb Borchers with two on and still none out in the frame. Inkrot winds, pitches, Borchers takes high for a ball, 1-0 on him. Runners at first and second for Rushi, bottom of the fourth inning, and the lead is swelled to 9-1. Borchers has fouled out and had a sack bunt so far in this game. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Yep, the weather has played havoc with high school baseball schedules all spring. Saturdays have not been good. There have been rainouts during the week. Cold stretches, wet stretches, then all of a sudden the weather improves and your pitching depth gets taxed. One ball, two strikes, the count now to update on Zeb Borchers of Rushi, 1-2. Two on, none out, bottom of the fourth. Raiders lead 9-1. Borchers thought about swinging, checked in time, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Borchers. Runners at first and second for the Raiders. Outfield deep and left for Borchers. It takes that pitch way up and in, and it's ball three, strike two, 3-2. Inkrot stepped off the pitching rubber. Inkrot's back on the mound. Takes a peek at his runner at second. Throws. There was ball four high, fouled away by Borchers. It's still 3-2 on the Rushi shortstop. The lead for Rushi is 8 runs. 9-1 cushion. It was a 2-1 game heading to the bottom of the second. And since then, the Raiders have scored seven. Borchers just walks. And they're loaded for Rushi. Weather wiped out this past Saturday's games in the western part of the state. In fact, Miller City was supposed to go to Marion Local and play. Then good weather hit this week. Games against Columbus Grove and Wayne Trace, 10 innings last night. In the innings for pitcher start to mount, there's a ball tapped to short. Shortstop charges. He throws on the run to first, out by a step. As the batter is retired, that's Benjamin York for Rushi, but the runner on third scores. Play went from 6-3, run in, 10-1 Rushi. Out recorded at first base. Rushi now on the edge of scoring another run, going up 10. And if the Raiders were to hold the opponent in the top of the fifth, this game would be concluded. 10-1 lead Rushi. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Ball pulled foul off the bat of Grant Bergman. Second and third now for the Raiders. Infield is shallow for Miller City. Stretching, Inkrit, breaking ball, fouled at the plate. Ball hit the dirt, bounced up off the body of the hitter. And it's nothing and two. No balls, two strikes on Bergman. The lead for Rushi has expanded to 10-1. Bottom of the fourth, Inkrit, the sophomore. He's on the rubber in the stretch. Curveball, bounce to short. Shortstop is in. Gloves, throws to the plate, and the tag is made out. Good effort by the shortstop for Miller City. Nicely done on the play by Braden Neese. He was playing up. Ball was hit pretty much right at him, and he threw a strike to his catcher, Barlagi, who slapped on the tag. Barlagi perhaps a bit shaken up. Two down for Rushi, run denied at the plate. Runners on the corners now as Quinn Hoying steps in. Bergman, who grounded to short seconds ago, wound up in a force at the plate. It went from 6-2. And we are going to take a break in the action. Looks like the catcher for Miller City will be substituted for, or at least it appears the equipment is coming off. We will step away. Two down for Rushi, bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders lead Miller City 10-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, when play resumes, Rushi will have runners on the corners, two down, bottom of the fourth. New catcher is Colin Ellerbrock for Miller City, as Barlagi was shaken up on that tag at the plate. The out was recorded. Ground ball to short on the previous play. and the Rushi runner came home, and he was shot down by Nice. Good throw to Barlagi, who suffered a minor injury. He's been subbed for, and it is Ellerbrock, as we noted, catching. And here is Quinn Hoying hitting now for Rushi in the bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders up 10-1. Inkrut still on the mound, throws high and away for a ball, 1-0 on Hoying, who does not have an official at bat yet. He has a good squeeze bunt to produce a run and a sac fly in this game. The count of ball and no strikes. Hoying swings, pops it up. It's twisting foul outside of third. Third baseman gives chase and can't track it down. Good effort by the third baseman for Miller City on that play, who could not convert it into an out. It's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Quinn Hoying. Raiders have runners on the corners. 10 runs, 7 hits now for Rushi. A run, 3 hits, 3 errors officially for Miller City. Hoying spoils that one foul high in the air over the concession stand to the left. A ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. A little bit of a breeze still blowing to right field. And we have a sun field in left continuing. There's a hard ground ball to Pister at first. Nice play. First baseman for Miller City stabs it near the bag. Touches first base. Out recorded. Inning over for Rushi, which tacks on 3 more. 2 in the first, a run in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth for the Raiders, who lead by 9, 10-1. We go to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, it's Jack Kramer from scoresbroadcast.com for the Rushi Inn. Do not search for the best morning breakfast any longer, because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, coffee at 6 a.m. at the Rushi Inn and breakfast at 6:30 at the Rushi Inn until 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast until 1 p.m. on Saturdays and from 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. The Rushi Inn serves up the very best breakfast around and one of the only early breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Just a reminder, all day each day, Monday to Friday, sample our delicious specials. Monday, pizza and subs. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. Thursday, tenderloin. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab to order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. That's the Order Toast tab. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main, the popular inn thing for great food out. The Rushi Inn.
Oh, I bet you didn't know. Bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. It's in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. O'Reilly always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Leadoff hitter for Miller City here in the top of the fifth. Wraps a hard ground ball to the right side. Parker Lloyd for Rushi Fields. Runs to the bag for the out. And one away quickly for Miller City here in the top of the fifth inning. The count of ball and 2 strikes on the new hitter for Miller City, Will Otto, after the first out was recorded. Otto takes it in at the knees. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Braylon Cordonier on the bump for Rushi, his first appearance in a game since the state semifinal last June. That was up at Canal Park in Akron versus Berlin Highland. When Cordonnier no-hit Berlin Highland for five innings, wound up giving up a walk and two hits in the sixth. Rushi couldn't score in that game and dropped that state semifinal 2-0. Rushi won the state in 2022, went to the Final Four the next 2 years. Swing and a miss by the hitter Otto. He's out on strikes. Cordonnier now with 7-8 strikeouts in this game. As we head back to the top of the order, Braden Neese hits for Miller City. He's been out on a roller in front of the plate and singled. 1-for-2, takes a strike. Cordonnier's allowed just 3 hits in this game. There's a high 4-seamer, a ball, a strike, 1-1. 1-1 on Neese. On deck, Jack Wenzinger, top of the fifth inning. Rushi leads it 10-1. Another run by the Raiders would make this a 10-run game and would finish it. Strike on the outside corner above the belt. And it's a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2 on Neese. Cordonnier throws. Neese loops it, middle of the diamond. Second baseman for Rushi runs toward the bag. It's Hoying. He catches as that ball was fisted in the air by the Miller City hitter. He's out. And so are the Wildcats in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth upcoming. Rushi 10, Miller City 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. With
it is the bottom of the fifth inning here at Rushi, 10-1. Raiders lead Miller City. Rushi is swinging the bat as we enter play in the bottom half of frame number five. 10 runs, 7 hits for the Raiders. A run, 3 hits, 3 miscues for Miller City. Inkrut continues to throw on the mound for Miller City. He is the third of 3 pitchers. We got a new hitter for the Rushi Raiders. It's 32, senior Landon Plyman, who is ahead in the count. 3 balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Landon. He starts off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Raiders, does Plyman. Outfield straight away for him. Shortstop for Miller City is at medium depth. Plyman looks at a good delivery from Inkrut on the outside corner. It's a strike, 3-1. 3-1 on Landon. Raiders have scored in each inning. Plyman hits a tapper back toward the mound. It hops over the pitcher's head. Second baseman hustles in. Good play for the second sacker for Miller City. Out recorded by Wenzinger, who tossed on the run to his first baseman. Catch made there by P. Pister, one down for Rushi to start off the bottom of the fifth. Braylon Cordonier hits. Plyman was batting there for Vince Borchers, the starting center fielder for Rushi. Anchor it to Plyman, or I should say to Cordonier, up and away for a ball. All Braylon Cordonier has done in this game has pitched five solid innings, limiting Miller City to three hits. And at the plate, Cordonier has singled, doubled, and homered. He's up in the count, two balls, no strikes, two and nothing. Outfield not as deep as you would expect, given the power show presented by Cordonier here in this game. That delivery's outside, 3-0, 3-0 on Cordonier. Infield very deep at second. Second baseman for Miller City on the edge of the grass in short right field. Strike called to Cordonier, and it's 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Winding is Inkrit. Breaking pitch low and in. Beyond the back foot of Cordonier, ball four. Left-hand batter's on. Cordonier still perfect on the day. A walk, single, double, homer. So hitting now is Zeb Schulze with one down, one on. Another run by Rushi would stretch the Raiders' lead to a 10-run spread and end this game. Here's the pitch to Schulze. It is skied right side along the line. Right fielder for Miller City goes into foul territory, snags it for the out, and Schulze is retired. Good play in right field by Wise. Two down for the Raiders. And now hitting is Cooper Unverfirth, who singled in the first and then singled again in the third and fourth. He is 3-4-3. Here is Anchorit looking at Cordonier at first base. Throws upstairs for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Got a pinch hitter for Rushi. Yep, it is Counts, who we've seen on the field this year, often behind the plate. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Leo Counts. As the Raiders come calling with some pinch hitters here in this frame, up by 9 runs, 2 down, runner at first, Cordonier. Inkrit throws, count hits a ground ball to the third baseman. Charging is Miller City's man on the corner, has it easily, flips on to the second baseman for the force in the middle of the diamond, and Rushi is out here in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth. Score remains 10-1. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Zeb Borchers is on the bump now for the Rushi Raiders. Shortstop moves to the hill. Braylon Cordonier's evening is done. Five innings of strong work on the mound. Allowing just three hits did the right-hander Braylon Cordonier. and he struck out a grand total of eight Ks in five innings for Cordonier. First appearance on the pitching rubber this year in a game. He'd been throwing on the side, overcoming an injury to a couple of fingers on the right hand. Suffered that fairly late in the basketball season. He's responded extremely well. Of course, those pressure points on those two fingers on the right hand are critical to various pitches that the hurler throws. And Cordonier seems to have recovered extremely well. Fine performance by him in this game. Zeb Borchers is on the bump. He's thrown effectively here of late for the Rushi Raiders. And the first pitch thrown, top of the sixth inning, is spanked into left field for a base hit, a single delivered by Wenzinger over the head of Cordonier, who's now at short. Base knocked by Wenzinger, his second hit in this game. Top of the sixth inning, the lead 10-1 for Rushi. Zeb Borchers on the bump. Has been pretty effective on the hill, 2.24 ERA so far in his work. Borchers throws a strike to the new hitter for Miller City, Barlagi. There's a delivery low and away. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Zeb Borchers, big, tall right-hander, 6'4", or close to it, looks at his runner at first, strides toward the plate. Ball lifted into right. Right fielder Ferrucci hustles into the gap, misplays it, sticks up the mitt. Ball falls beyond him. Good heads-up base running by Wenzinger at first, who, when he saw the right fielder not judge it very well, took off for second in safely, single to right. And Miller City now has runners at first and second for Max Long, the left-hand batter, who's had a brief pitching stint in this game. Long swings from the left side. Runners at first and second for Miller City, top of the fifth. And we have a balk committed by Borchers, and the runners move up. So now Miller City has a chance to play a couple runs. They're in scoring position at second and third in the person of Wenzinger. And it wasn't Barlagi. He was subbed out as a result of that injury behind the plate a couple innings ago. Oh, there's a ball driven hard by Max Long down the right side of the diamond, over the bag, fair, down the line, two-run scamper home, a well-struck double by Long. He flashes his speed and hustles into second. Two-base hit by Long, 10-3 now Rushi leads. Top of the sixth is Miller City. Scores two runs in a hurry. Give the Wildcats credit. They bounce back in the sixth and plated two. Here is Jonathan Pister. The first baseman steps in. Borchers throws a fastball outside corner for a strike. Pister singled and fanned in this game. It was Ellerbrock who had stepped in there for Barlagi behind the plate. Ellerbrock was the second man up in this inning, and he got a base hit after the hit by Wenzinger. Now the double by Long. Two strikes the count on Pister of Miller City. As Wenzinger and Ellerbrock have scored in this frame, there's a ball chopped on two hops over the mound. Shortstop for Rushi charges. Nifty play by Cordonier on the run. Flips on to Parker Lloyd for the out. One away for Miller City here in the sixth, and the runner moves up to third. Play goes 6-3. Jude Otto hits now for Miller City with the runner at third. Stretch by Zeb Borchers, fastball down. The ball, no strikes, 1-0. Now, Borchers has been pretty effective in the limited work he has seen. There's a ball fisted past the pitcher. Cordonier charging. Very tough play. He throws it wide of first. Wasn't going to get him anyway. That's an infield single. Another run scores as the throw gets away at first. Run in. Give Otto a single, a walk, a strikeout, infield hit in this game. And it's 10-4 as Verhoff hits now for Miller City. Verhoff struck out in his previous appearance at the plate. One down for Miller City here in the top of the sixth. As the Wildcats have now matched Rushi in hits, and now they've gone ahead of Rushi by one in hits. As the ball is grounded sharply in the 5-6 gap between third and short, it's a base knock for Verhoff. Single for him. A four-hit sixth inning for Miller City. 10-4 is the score. One down for the Wildcats. Conference on the mound. Head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi strolls out there. And we will take a break. 10-4 lead Rushi. Top of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Well, Bo Reyna steps in to hit for Miller City, and the challenging relief stint for Zeb Borchers continues. Wild pitch while Reyna's at the plate. Runners now at second and third as Borchers bounces another one, and it's 2-0. Miller City has scored three times here in the sixth. The Rushi lead is still six runs. It's 10-4. But the Wildcats have runners at second and third. Here's the delivery. It is a high strike call on Reyna. Two balls, a strike, 2-1. Second and third after the wild pitch moved him up. One down for Miller City. Three runs in here in the sixth inning. There's a ball hit sharply to right field. It is York fading back into the corner toward the line. The ball is beyond him. Two more runs score for Rushi, and it's now a 10-6 game. Scoreboard reads 10-5. Ooh, the runner at second stopped at third, thought the ball might be caught. Runners at second and third on the fly ball double. The wind a bit tricky and right. Rushi didn't judge it properly. And Miller City, with four in the inning, has cut the Rushi lead to 10-5. Runners at second and third. Runner on second had to hold up. Couldn't score. And Miller City continues the inning here. Runners in scoring position, a chance for Miller City to play two more and make this a three-run game. Borchers down, a ball, no strikes. Breaking pitch, yep, on the outside corner above the belt. Strike one, ball one, 1-1. Interestingly enough, Miller City is now out-hit Rushi, either 8-7 or 9-7, depending on whether you score that last ball to right field, an error or a hit. Ball was not touched by the Raiders in right field. Borchers again, low and in, and the count reaches 3-1. Three balls a strike, 3-1. Miller City with runners at second and third. four-run uprising for the visitors here in the sixth inning. Borchers throws. It's pulled foul on the ground outside of third, and it's 3-2. 3-2 on the hitter, Will Otto, for Miller City. Borchers fires down and in. He lost him. Ball four, and they are loaded. And now the tying run for Miller City is technically on deck. Kevin Flippo's seen enough. He'll make a change. He comes to the mound. Still just one out. And Miller City has mounted a serious charge in the sixth inning. Down 10-5, bases full, one away. A change on the bump for the Rushi Raiders, who lead. But it's now a 10-5 game here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Welcome back to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding alongside. Gorgeous night for high school baseball. Temperature has dipped down into the low 60s. Still bright blue sky overhead. Shadows have crept in along the right side of the complex. Rushi has seen a 10-1 lead get shaved to 10-5. Bases loaded for Miller City here in the top of the sixth inning. And Cooper Unverfirth is on to pitch. I don't think the Raiders plan on using Cooper in this game tonight unless absolutely necessary, and that is the situation. 10 runs, 7 hits, an error for Rushi. 5 runs and 8 hits, according to the scoreboard, 3 errors for Miller City. 10-5 lead Raiders, but Miller City has the bases clogged. They're jammed, just one away. And if you're Miller City and you're thinking positively, the tying run is in the on-deck circle. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. That's 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Hitter steps in for Miller City, and it's a fly ball to right. Oh, the runner on third for Miller City. It started down the line prematurely. He's got to go back and tag and can't get it done. Out is registered. But the runner on third base for Miller City, Verhoff, stayed put, as it turned out. Two outs registered, 10-5 Rushi. Bases still loaded for Miller City here in the top of the sixth inning. So Nice is out, and here's Jack Wensinger. Wensinger looks at strike one from Unverfirth. He pitched extremely well, did Cooper, in the win over Anna, 2-0 game that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Unverfirth knocked in a run, didn't walk a batter, went the distance, 7 innings, and recorded that 2-0 shutout victory over Anna. Arushi, by the way, has one loss in the SCAL. Fort Laramie lost. Fort Laramie beat Anna last night. Anna now has two setbacks, 2-0 to Rushi and 4-3 to Fort Laramie. Foul to the screen off the bat of Wensinger, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Unverfirth tries to stop the threat. Curveball foul right there at home plate, still 1-2. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. And if Wensinger can get aboard, you've got Ellerbrock and Long to follow, then Pister. Miller City not put away yet. Scrapping hard, coming off the deck is Miller City. There's a pitch flared foul down the left field line, out of play. Still 1-2. A ball and two strikes on the hitter for Miller City, Jack Wensinger. He's got a lot of room in left center to work with. Center fielder for Rushi is slanted over into right center. There's a breaking pitch hit that way. Center fielder for Rushi takes a step back. Borchers spears it for the out. And Miller City had gotten the bases loaded. It scored five. There was just one out, and Unverfirth comes on to stop the surge. 10-5 Raiders, bottom of the sixth inning, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Welcome back to Rushi, Jack Kramer, Derek Olding, 10-5. Rushi over Miller City here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Miller City just played at 4 in the top of the sixth. It looked like this game might be on the verge of a 10-run mercy rule encounter. Didn't happen. Miller City came off the mat, got 4, and finished the inning with the bases loaded. They had a chance to get more, did the Wildcats. But Cooper Unverfirth came in, did the job on the bump for the Raiders. Rushi now batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Inkrit pitches, and the ball is driven hard to left center field. Left fielder Miller City off and running, can't catch up to that one. That ball was ripped hard by Micah Grishup of Rushi, and it's a gapper, a double to left center. Boy, he put a charge into that ball. Well placed, deep left center field. Two-bagger for Grishup. He has been safe on an error, singled twice. One of those a squeeze. And the two-bagger right there. Grishup entered the game at 279. His average will climb. He's at 3-for-4 today. Zeb Borcher steps in. Runner at second. Delivered by Inkrit. Inside for a ball. 1-0. Ball no strikes on the hitter. 0 for 1 is Borchers, a sack bunt and a walk. There's a foul out of play directly behind home. And the count is a ball, a strike, 1-1. The teams are now 8 hits apiece, according to the scoreboard. 3 errors for Miller City, 1 for Rushi. And the poor defense early in this game cost Miller City. Helped Rushi sprint to a lead. There is a belated swing and a curveball. Oh, a nice piece of hitting on the play by the batter for Rushi, Zeb Borchers. He kept his hands back, and he sneaked a single in between the third baseman and the bag. Runner on second, turns the corner at third, comes home, and the batter runner, Borchers for Rushi, circled first, put on the brakes, stopped right there with a base hit. Nice piece of hitting, but Borchers kept the hands back and stroked the curveball between the third baseman and the bag. And here's Braylon Cordonier, who swings, or I should say Benjamin York. Cordonier also a left-hand hitter. York just spanks a single, a low liner, into center field. Well done by York. That ball was smacked hard. Hit by York. So the first three reach for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. Greasup, Borchers, and York. York had been safe on an error, walked, grounded out to short, just got the base hit. Braylon Cordonier's got 3 hits in this game for Rushi. Cooper Unverfirth has 3 hits. Grant Bergman hitting at the moment. A sack bunt, a walk, grounded into a force. A strike on him. No one out, Raiders. There's a low breaking ball, 1-1 on Bergman. 2 on for Rushi. Raiders came right back in this inning with 3 hits to start off the frame after Miller City scored 4 in the top of the sixth. Pitch to Bergman. A little up and in. Ball 2-2-1. 2 balls, a strike on Bergman. Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, right back here on Tuesday night, Marion Local against the Rushi Raiders. Midwest Athletic Conference versus the Shelby County Athletic League. Fly ball, center field should be easy. Right at long in center field. And it's a pretty routine catch by the center fielder. Runners stay put at first and second for Rushi. Long on the put out as Bergman is retired. Fly ball to the center fielder. Here is the left-hand batting Quinn Hoing for Rushi. He's had a pretty good day in terms of moving along runners. He's had a squeeze bunt to produce a run in the second and a sack fly in the third. Was out first baseman unassisted on a ground ball in his next at bat. It's a strike on Hoing. That one's just off the plate outside, maybe a shade up. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Hoing. Rushi with a run here in the sixth to expand the lead back out to 6 at 11-5. Hoing swings, pops it up. It is in fair territory between home and the mound. Inkrit comes down off the rubber, sticks up the mitt, and he snatches it for the out. Hoing retired. 2 down for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pop out to the catcher. We go back to the top of the order, and Vince Borchers for the Raiders steps in from the right side. There's a pitch up and in. It may have glanced off the bat of Borchers. It did. It's a strike. No balls, a strike. Nothing in one. Borchers has struck out, driven deep to center. That ball was caught but long. Grounded out to second. Plyman hit for him in the previous inning and bounced to second. Borchers takes it for a ball. A ball, a strike on him. 2 down for Rushi, bottom of the sixth. Raiders lead 11-5. 11 runs, 10 hits for Rushi. 5 runs, 8 hits for Miller City. Borchers waves at a high pitch. Strike 2, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 on Borchers. Runners take their leads at first and second. On deck, Braylon Cordonier. Borcher's check swing fouled over the screen. Braylon on deck, a single, doubled, homered, and walked. Hits in this inning for Rushi from Mike Agresip, Zeb Borchers, and Benjamin York. A double, a couple of singles. Pitch fouled away, straight back again. 1-2 on Borchers, two out for Rushi, bottom of the sixth inning. And Rushi is in front of Miller City 11-5. This game was not originally scheduled to take place a few weeks back when this date opened up after a period of bad weather when games were postponed or canceled. Rushi sent out an email blast and Miller City was a taker. Miller City was to have played Marion Local this past Saturday. That game washed out because of rain. A ball and two strikes in Borchers. Check swing, curve ball, just missed the outside corner. Ellerbrock, the catcher, held the mitt there, didn't get the call. And it's 2-2 on Borchers of Rushi. Two down, bottom of the sixth inning, two on. Six-run lead, Raiders. Borchers pulls a foul between Coach Flippo and the bag at third. And it's still 2-2. 11 runs, 10 hits for the Raiders, who until this inning had trailed Miller City by one hit. Entering the bottom of the sixth inning, Miller City had one more hit than the Raiders. Strike three called. Borchers knew it. Good breaking ball from Inkrit on the outside corner at the belt. We go to the seventh. Rushi leads over Miller City 11-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today, because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com. With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in LA, California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Cooper Unverfirth continues on the bump for the Rushi Raiders as he tries to close out this game, top of the seventh inning. It is 11-5 in favor of Rushi. Not so sure Rushi wanted to use Unverfirth here at the tail end of this game, but the previous inning, Ferrucci got away from the Raiders as Miller City scored four, had the bases full with one out, opportunity to score more and get closer, cut the Rushi advantage to 10-5. Unverfirth came on, stopped the bleeding. He's on the mound to close it out here in the top of the seventh as Ellerbrock, Long, and Pister hit in the frame for Miller City, and the first delivery by Unverfirth is a strike. Rushi Raiders have got a big week next week with Marion Local on Tuesday, Fort Loramie on Thursday, and that Thursday clash here has Shelby County Athletic League first place implications. Two strikes in the batter. Unverfirth throws in the dirt. It bounces. And the Rushi catcher fires a strike to first, and one out is registered. One down for Miller City here in the top of the seventh. Max Long hits from the left side. Long's got a couple two-baggers in this game and was also out on a play from the first baseman to the pitcher. Long looks at a strike. Gunnar Firth creases the outside corner. Nothing in one. On Saturday, Rushi travels to Graham, is on the road at Botkins in the league on Monday before that Marion local game on Tuesday. Hopefully, the weather cooperates. On May 19th, the Rushi Raiders play at Anna, the game with Fort Loramie just around the corner. On May 15th, next week, we will cover that here on Scores Broadcast, as well as the Marion local game on Tuesday. Two strikes on Long, nothing in two on him. One out for Miller City, top of the seventh. There's a bouncing ball to the plate, swung on by the hitter. No, he checked in time. And it's a ball and two strikes, one and two. Outfield is in right and center for Long. He's doubled twice. Check swing, foul ball. It's rolling into the Rushi dugout alongside third. Still a couple strikes on the Miller City batter. Miller City entered play 16-2, ranked sixth in the state in Division 7. Rushi, as a result of its record and in part reputation, was eighth in the state in D7 at 10-5 entering this game. One ball, two strikes, one and two on the Miller City hitter. Now 2-2 as Unverfirth chooses off speed, and it's off the plate up. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Unverfirth winds, fires, fastball high, 3-2. Unverfirth had a two-strike advantage, and now it's run full. On deck is Peaster for the Wildcats. Unverfirth's 3-2 pitch is fouled out of play to the left over the screen and concession stand alongside third. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Shadows have engulfed most of the right half of the complex here at Rushi. Another foul to the left out of play. Long hangs tough for the Wildcats. Well-pitched game by Braylon Cordonier tonight for the Rushi Raiders. Back on the bump for the first time this season. Five strong innings. Here's the windup, the pitch by Unverfirth, 3-2 delivery. Again, it's fouled. A long at-bat here for the Miller City hitter. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Five innings, three hits allowed by Braylon Cordonier and one run. Here is a curveball. Ooh, it's a good one by Unverfirth. The bite on that pitch was amazing. And Long swung over the top, strike three. Here is Peaster stepping in. He has singled, struck out, and grounded to short. Peaster entered the game at 375. Good junior left-hand batter. Unverfirth tries to close it out. Breaking ball, strike one. Unverfirth's overhand to three-quarter curve often has good snap to it. It does in relief here today. There's another one. Swing and a miss. Strike two. It finished up on the ground low. Peaster cut over the top of it. Unverfirth ahead 0-2. There's a bouncing pitch to the plate. It's a ball and two strikes on the batter. 1-2. Two out for Miller City, top of the seventh. Rushi leads 11-5 as the Raiders' Unverfirth tries to close it out and enable Rushi to get win number 11. Unverfirth fastball is swung on, scalded to the right side of the diamond. The play is made, but Rushi flipped on to first by Hoing. Parker Lloyd receives it. Peaster is retired. The ball was hit well. It was tagged, but right at the Raiders' second baseman. And the seventh inning is over for Miller City. That's it. Rushi wins it 11-5. over the Miller City Wildcats here at Rushi tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding. Rushi 11, Miller City 5, 11 runs, 10 hits an error for Rushi, 5, 8, and 3 for Miller City. Lima Bath is Miller City's next opponent tomorrow, then Ayersville on Monday. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders tackle Graham tomorrow, then on the road at Bodkins Monday. Marion Local here on Tuesday. Fort Loramie here on Thursday. We've got both of those games for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge, make your next play call for financial wealth to 937-518-1776. 518-1776, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. 11-5, Rushi wins it. Braylon Cordonier and Cooper Unverfirth share the spotlight as our Clancy stars of this game for Rushi. Cordonier pitched well, gave up a run in five innings of work, and he struck out a grand total of eight hitters. Eight Miller City hitters went down by way of strikeouts. Cordonier working his way back. He'd been throwing on the side. This is first appearance on the bump this season, and he sparkled, and at the plate, he was superb. He singled, doubled, homered, and walked Cooper Unverfirth on relief. A stellar finish to this game by Unverfirth. He closed it out. Pitched better than an inning. Came on in the sixth. He had three hits in this game. Did Unverfirth? He singled his first three trips to the plate. Unverfurth and Cordonier are Clancy stars of this game for Rushi. For Miller City, probably the star of the game, either Max Long with a couple doubles. Would be Max Long. He had two hits, two doubles for Max Long. Also made his first pitching appearance coming in relief for Miller City, which was pitching thin entering this game here tonight, having gone 10 innings in beating Wayne Trace 6-4 last night. So Max Long, center fielder slash relief pitcher here today for Miller City. He had a couple of hits. He's our Clancy star of the game for the Wildcats, and Cordonier and Cooper Unverfurth for Rushi. This segment brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vaughn Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vaughn agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vaughn Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Allen Ball Insurance, and our array of great sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, L-A-C-A-L, LaCal, which came to Shelby County from L.A., California back in 1983, a founding sponsor here on Scores Broadcast in 2006 and 7. We would not be on the air today online with high school sports 100 games a year had it not been for LaCal Equipment 20 years ago. We've been on the air 20 years now. Thank you, LaCal, for getting us started and making it all possible. Thanks to LaCal Equipment. Again, our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com Tuesday night, Marion Local at Rushi, airtime online at 4:25 p.m. on Tuesday evening here on Scores Broadcast. Rushi wins it 11-5 over Miller City. For Derek Olding, Jack Kramer saying good evening from the Rushi Raiders baseball complex here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com High School Sports Presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.